All right. In the course of my early days in Kalimpong, I read and I wrote quite a lot about the Bodhisattva ideal. Of course, later on I was to write about it in the survey. I wanted to read now just one poem that I wrote about the Bodhisattva. I think nowadays I would attach even more importance to the Bodhisattva ideal than I did then. In fact, I have been known to say that I didn't think any order member could work in the city environment, work that is to say for the Dharma, without some feeling at least for the Bodhisattva ideal. You'll notice that in this poem it's the popular version, so to speak, of the Bodhisattva ideal with which I'm concerned. The Bodhisattva is represented as speaking. Because I could not muse apart in world oblivious ecstasy, but felt like fire drops on my heart the tears of all humanity. I cast aside that source of pride, the glittering robe of selfish peace, and donned the dress of painfulness until all others' pain should cease. In house and market, shop and sell, wherever men in bondage be, yea, in the very depth of hell, my puissant pity sets them free. Nor shall I cease to strive for peace till every trembling blade of grass that feels with pain the sting of rain into Nirvana's bliss shall pass. Let me endure unending pains, drain to the dregs grief's bitterest cup, while one unhappy life remains, my own I cannot render up. Nirvana's joy would only cloy, should it to me alone befall. Closed evermore, Nirvana's door, unless I enter last of all. As it were, to balance that, something much more, as it were, autobiographical. This is called the Great Work, which is an alchemical term, as you'll see. It represents another aspect of my life in Kalimpong. The Great Work. With grey-green fir and blue-black pine communing, with tulip tree and smooth camellia, where the last dark red and first white rose are blooming, I sit, reclining in my cane armchair. Head propped on hand, from dawn to dusk the garden, through sparse leaves peering with a thousand eyes, beholds me as I watch the sunbeams harden and eve drip coldly from the wintry skies. Day after day, beside my friend the mountain, I sit, and as in dream here close at hand, my neighbours, tall bamboo and bubbling fountain, talking in words that I half understand. Not indolence or ennui, soul destroyers, nor sickness convalescent, holds me here, but the great work, which to all mere enjoyers of doing must as idleness appear. But if against the sun you ever lifted red wine or emerald water in a bowl, you'll know, recalling how their dregs were sifted, I clear the turbid liquid of my soul. And since in those dark waters still is lying thick sediment uncleared, so many days musing I sit till, slowly purifying, shine through them as through crystal the sun's rays.